Respected ulama, honorable mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, and honorable youth and viewers of Hilal TV and all other TVs, I greet you with the universal greetings of love and peace and mercy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I want to personally thank your honorable selves for being present here at this important gathering in honor of a great leader, Ismail Haniyeh. And the reason why I want to personally thank you for being here is because most of the ummah is in a slumber. So much so that one of our mothers recently in Gaza, she made dua and said, Ya Allah, please tell Rasulullah not to ask shafa'ah for this ummah at this time. Can you imagine that? Such a dua? Ya Allah, tell Rasulullah not to ask shafa'ah for the ummah of this time. So the reason why I'm thankful that you are here, because you are not under that dua. About 4 months ago, when a grandfather like myself, his eight of his grandchildren were lying in front of him in kafang. And he said to his grandchildren, please tell Rasulullah that your ummah has abandoned us, Ya Rasulullah. Now Allah speaks about this slumber and that heedlessness in the Quran. Right at the beginning of Surah Al-Anbiya, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ خِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِدُونَ. The day of Qiyamah is coming nearer and nearer, and people are unconcerned. Their hearts are in a state of heedlessness. May Allah grant what is happening in Gaza is to wake up the ummah at large. وَقَدْ صَدَقَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And our beloved Nabi Muhammad spoke the truth. And Sheikh Muhammad Hilal made mention of this hadith that Rasulullah says, لَا تَزَالُ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي ظَاهِرِينَ لَلْحَقِّ. They will be a part of my ummah. They will stay on the haqq. And they will be victorious. لَا يَدُرُّهُمْ مَنْ خَذَلَهُمْ وَخَالَفَهُمْ. Those who oppose them, those who abandon them, won't do any harm to them. They will continue. And then the Sahaba asked, Aynahum Ya Rasulullah? Where are they going to be, Ya Rasulullah? Rasulullah says, Fi Baytil Maqdis wa fi aknafi Baytil Maqdis. They will be in Jerusalem and in the surroundings of Baytil Maqdis. Gaza is very close. The big fight is going to come. The people of Baytil Maqdis, they are prepared. And you know who stand on the front line to protect Masjid al-Aqsa? Our mothers and our sisters in Jerusalem. They are prepared to give their lives for Masjid al-Aqsa. We must also be prepared to give our lives and our full support for the people of Palestine. They are sacrificing their lives, their children. They are standing on the front line on behalf of each and every Muslim. So the people of Gaza have shown that they are the people that Rasulullah referred to. They will stay victorious. The so-called fourth most powerful army in the world, with all the military might, the apartheid state of Israel, supported by the army of America, Britain, Germany, Britain, Italy, all of France. The people of Gaza are still there. Alhamdulillah. Allah has already given them victory. Alhamdulillah. Gaza has produced some of the greatest leaders of this ummah. And one of them is Al-Hafidh Al-Shaheed Ismail Haniyeh. This is a man that deserved to be a Shaheed. In 2011, when we went here from Cape Town with the Africa Aid One convoy, with the great leadership of Maulana Ihsan Hendricks, Rahmatullah Ali. Our people here from Cape Town in South Africa, we went to Zimbabwe, Zambia, Tanzania, Sudan, Egypt, and we landed up in Gaza, the eve of Eid al-Fitr. Who was there to welcome us? Sheikh Ismail Haniyeh. The next morning in Khan Yunus, he delivered the khutbah and the salah of Eid al-Fitr. Allahu Akbar. And immediately after the salah, he didn't rush home to go greet his wife and his children and his mother. He went to the homes of each of the families of all the shuhada. Great leadership. Allahu Akbar. So what must mean? If you've noticed, I've said, and one of the great leaders of Gaza is Ismail Haniyeh. I didn't say was, because as you've heard earlier, he is still alive. His life is even better. Inda Rabbihim, by Allah. And Allah is providing for him. Allahu Akbar. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتِ. We know that ayah. Jamaat Muslimin, honorable audience, allow me to ask you this question. Are you surprised that the Zionists have killed such a great leader, Ismail Haniyeh? I'm saying to you, don't be surprised. Because Allah informed us in the Quran that they have killed the greatest of human beings and the greatest of leaders, the Anbiya, the same people. And they've even tried to poison and to kill the greatest leader, our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So don't worry about them, because Allah is going to deal with them. And Allah's wrath and Allah's anger is upon them. And that is why it is just a matter of time when the whole world will witness the collapse and the destruction of the evil state of Israel. So don't worry about them. Allah will deal with them. You need to worry about yourselves. You need to ask yourself, so far, after 302 days of massacre, genocide, did I, as a Muslim, did I do enough for the people of Palestine, for the people of Gaza? This is the third time I'm going to mention Roger Waters. You know who's Roger Waters? He is part of the Pink Floyd pop group in Britain. He was interviewed. And the presenter asked him, why are you crying? Roger Waters is not a Muslim. He's 79 years old. He says, I'm not only crying now. Every morning, I cry for the children of Gaza. Every morning. So the question is, where are we? And Rasulullah says, Man asbaha, whosoever stands up in the morning, and he's not concerned about the affairs of the Muslim Ummah, then he's not part of this Ummah. Imagine being disowned by Rasulullah. If Rasulullah says, you're not concerned about my Ummah and the affairs of my Ummah, you're not part of my Ummah. We all want to be part of the Ummah of Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what must mean? Allow me to suggest in a serious way, to your honorable selves, because we would like to know what can we do in honor of Ismail Haniyeh. Because we mustn't allow the shahada, the martyrdom of Ismail Haniyeh to go into vain. Huh? No consequences. We just gather in Masjid al-Quds and it's finished and klar. It can't be. One of the ways forward that I would suggest, because 20 years ago, not far away from here, at Faiqis Kral Stadium, we made Salatul Janazal Ghaib, as we're going to make now for Ismail Haniyeh, for Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, 20 years ago. And most probably, Allah inspired us to do a certain program, to fast every Thursday for the liberation of Palestine and Masjid Al-Aqsa. And Alhamdulillah, we are still fasting every Thursday. And this Thursday is going to be in the Awwal Masjid. So I'm suggesting, because we are only 60 people, 70 people for 20 years. So I'm suggesting to everybody here and everybody at home to join us. Because if you're going to be asked the day of Qiyamah by Allah, what did you do for Masjid al-Aqsa? What did you do for Palestine? At least you can say, Ya Allah, I was fasting. I didn't do much, but I was fasting every Thursday for Masjid al-Aqsa and for the people of Palestine. So that's one of the ways that I can suggest the way forward, inshallah. Jamaat Muslimin, I want to conclude that the MJC and Al-Quds Foundation, we've arranged Saturday coming, the 10th of August, we're going to march to the real terrorists, the real murderers, to the embassy of the United States of America. So we ask everybody to join us, inshallah. We'll give the details. But it will start in Tukai, that small masjid in Tukai, opposite Malomed. And from there, we're going to walk to the U.S. Embassy in Tukai, inshallah. It's going to be 5 kilometers or 6 kilometers. But even if it's 15 kilometers, you mustn't worry about the distance. But because the people of Gaza was walking from North Gaza to South Gaza. And they are still walking from one place to another place. One of the sisters that we met last week, myself and Haji Yunus and Butan Azim, Jamie, we went to Egypt to take away the money that we've collected for the people of Gaza. And we met a sister, Fatima Halawa. She's got 6 children. Her husband told her, my wife, you tried to get out with the 2 younger children, the 2 younger boys, because both of them have developed cancer in this 302 days of massacre. She said, she went through a lot of difficulties in her whole life, but the most difficult time and the most terrifying and moment of her life is when she walked on the street of Sharia, Shari Minmo Street, Shari Salah ad-Din. She walked from the north to the south, and she said in many places she had to walk over dead bodies. But the most frightening part was, she said she was so afraid that one of her boys is going to fall down, because the rule was by the evil apartheid regime of Israel, if you bend down, they shoot you. She was so frightened that if she was just worried, if one of my children, this is a mother, if one of my children is going to fall down and I'm going to pick up my child, they will shoot her on the spot. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So don't worry about the 5 kilometers or 6 kilometers that we're going to walk on Saturday, inshallah. And because it's Women's Month, August, the women are going to lead the march and they're going to speak. We as the men, we are going to be there to support them, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. We're going to ask Sheikh Riyad now to lead the Salah, Salatul Janazah lil Ghaib. Allah accept our coming here, and Allah accept all du'as that Allah must grant Sheikh Ismail Aniya the highest rank in Jannah, and Allah grant him to be with Rasulullah, with his whole family. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad, walhamdulillah rabbil alamin.